The Senate will please call them to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, here. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. It's like the electric company. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. G-Rod. Hass. Johnson. Cruiser.
Yes, sir.
Metzger. Monis Anderson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Nugent. Ted Nugent. Przanski. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Two R's. Telfler. Teflon. Berger. Walker. Thank you. Whitson. Is that a here? Winters. President Gordon. Got it. Do you have a quorum?
There's a quorum present. We're going to post the colors, and Senator Jackie Dingfelder will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's invocation is by our own Senator Margaret Carter.
You may be seated. I wanted to dedicate this song to each of us today. It is what I call my signature song, and it's a song that is designed to help continue to motivate us all to do good service. And the song is called, If I Can Help Somebody. If I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody, whether it's a word or a song, if I can help somebody who is going wrong, then my living shall not be in vain, then your living, it shall not be in vain. Oh, your living, it shall not be in vain. In this budget, we helped the little gang kids out in East Portland. We helped the foresters. And we helped everybody that we could in this state. If I can help somebody who is going wrong, then you're living. I know, I know, I know I'm living. And I want you to know that you're living shall not be. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Courtesy of the Senate. Remonstrances. Message recognized, Senator Telfer.
Mr. President, thank you. Did you say remonstrances?
I did.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, 6 months ago, I joined you all and said I was proud to be a senator of the state of Oregon and was happy to join you. Today, I'm a little troubled with this as I read House Bill 2414. You know, I've spent a number of votes supporting various bills we've had in front of us to maintain the integrity of our election process. And today, as I read 2414, I see that we're not doing that now. It looks to me as if we're manipulating the system. And so I've got a heavy heart in facing this bill and being part of this body today in looking at something that seems to be going against what we've been trying to accomplish throughout this session. So I'm hoping we will all consider that a little bit.
Further remonstrances? Messages from the House.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 25, 74, 76, 630, 726, 728, 5501, 5502, 03, 04, 33, 40, 41. House Bills. 2672, 2116, 2001, 3405, 2649, 2434, 2718, 3056, 3298, 3496, 2518, and Senate Bill 786.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 147 was distributed to members June 25th, and 148 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the journal, and the state's report is so ordered. Reports from special committees. Propositions and motions. Senator Devlin, do you have a... Do you have a proposition of motion? You do not.
No.
Do you have anything?
Mr. President, if this is the correct time to ask for a caucus, I do have that. We need a 15-minute caucus off the floor.
All right. Senator Farioli, please.
Mr. President, Republicans having caucused in the hour preceding the floor session, we find ourselves on time, under budget, and without the need for new taxes. We do not need to caucus, Mr. President.
We're going to go to 10:20, come back at 10:20, and we'll be in recess at that time.
Senate will come to order. Clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
Recognize Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we still under propositions and motions?
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee report on Clarification.
2414. Let me do this first. The quorum is present. Senate recess on the order of propositions and motions under that order. And we'll now go on to the order so ordered. Proposition. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate colleagues, I move that House Bill 2414.
Senator Devlin has moved that House Bill 2414 be taken from its place in today's calendar and be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. To your motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. That is my motion to re-refer House Bill 2414, taken from its place on today's calendar, and re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee for further consideration.
Recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I understand the motion, if we vote yes, the bill goes back to Ways and Means, and if we vote no, the bill stays on the floor where it will be debated. Is that correct?
The motion, we're now discussing the motion, so that's the situation.
Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly am going to miss that bill, and I'm going to miss the debate that would have ensued on that bill. It just seems to me that many of my members were anxiously awaiting the opportunity to deal with the merits of that proposal. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion of this motion? Do you want a voice count roll or not, Senator Farioli?
Need a call, Mr. President.
Does he need a call?
A voice.
Do you need a...
I would suggest that we should send that little bill wending its way down to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Mr. President, if I may just suggest that there is a section of that bill that's necessary to move us forward in our work.
Okay. We're fine, Mr. President.
All right, that's what I thought. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to refer House Bill 2414, re-refer to the Ways and Means Committee, will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, no. This, I think the ayes have it. All right. Other propositions and motions are recognized. The Senate will now take action on the Conference Committee report on House Bill 2472. What? Recognize Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report and House and repass House Bill 2472.
Senate adopt the Conference Committee report and repass House Bill 2472. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This measure passed the Senate, House Bill 2472, about a little over a week ago with a very strong vote, a bipartisan vote, and it went back to the House, and the House failed to concur, and it went to conference. In the conference committee, we made one change, and that was to put small windmills into the category of renewable energy facilities that could receive the richest tax credit under the business energy and tax credit. We also slightly raised the percentage of the credit that could go for larger projects, and we kept the revenue gained by the bill the same. And it still continues to provide a good tax credit for electric car manufacturing, which is a new credit. And, Mr. President, I just want to thank the members of the Finance and Revenue Committee. We all worked very hard on this bill. We all paid a lot of attention to the details of this bill. Some of what we do in this body is not particularly glamorous, but this one was tremendously important, both for this biennium in terms of the fiscal impact of this, but for future biennia in terms of getting a tax credit that was absolutely running wild, kind of reined in so that would focus on the projects that really are going to make a difference for green energy development in Oregon. So I want to thank the members of my committee for all their hard work, and I want to thank the members of this body for paying very close attention to this and for their strong support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion of the motion that's before us. The question is on adoption of the Conference Committee report and repass of House Bill 2472. Those who opinion the bill should pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Farioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Munson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
Yes.
I don't know. Megan Mapson. I don't know where they're at.
Absent. Przonsky. Verger. Voting no. Atkinson. Cruz. 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2472, having received a counter charge, declared repassed. The Senate Clerk will read the committee report and the minority report on H.J.R. 13.
Senate committee report. President Courtney, your committee on rules, whom has referred House H.J.R. 13A, having had similar consideration, requests to report back recommending do pass the Engross bill. Senate minority report. President Courtney, a minority on your committee on rules, to whom has referred House Joint Resolution 13A, having had the same amount of consideration, respectfully reports it back, recommending do pass the amendments printed B, engrossed minority.
Recognize Senator Devlin, please. Recognize Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee report on H.J.R. 13 be adopted.
Senator Devlin has moved that the committee report on H.J.R. 13 be adopted. Would you explain your committee report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. H.J.R. 13A would revise the Oregon Constitution to exempt local taxing districts from constitutional limitations on bonded indebtedness to allow school districts to finance capital costs effective January 1, 2011. If approved by the voters at the May 2010 primary election, the state will be able to incur indebtedness in the form of general obligation bonds in order to provide school districts with matching funds to finance capital construction projects. The current school finance system is a product of the two constitutional property tax measures, Ballot Measure 5 of 1990 and Ballot Measure 50 of 1997. These two measures capped local property taxes and placed responsibility on the state for making up the difference. In response to the measures, the Legislative Assembly increased state funding from less than 30% of the state budget in 1990-1991 to about 70% in 2001-2002. Funding for new school buildings remains the primary responsibility of the local school districts and is usually financed through bond sales. However, school districts in the state of Oregon do not have the ability to access state assistance for the acquisition of land, construction, or maintenance of school buildings and facilities. The funding for school infrastructure is the primary responsibility of the local school district and usually financed through bond sales. House Joint Resolution 13A would redirect funding from the school capital matching subaccount to match funds for the broader range of capital expenditures and repay state general obligation bonds issued to provide the matching funds. H.J.R. 13A would also allow local taxing districts to incur bonded indebtedness to finance capital costs, notwithstanding constitutional property tax limitations, and prohibits the use of bond proceeds for school district operating costs. H.J.R. 13A will give school districts a necessary tool to ensure the safety, structural integrity, and lifespan of existing school buildings and the means to finance the construction of new school buildings as communities across the state continue to grow. Now, to go away from the prepared script for this, nothing in this bill will change the limitations in Measure 5. Nothing in this bill will actually change the limitation in terms of growth of property taxes, the 3% per year.
Thank you. Now I recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the minority report be substituted for the committee report on H.J.R. 13.
Ted Ferrioli has moved that the minority report be substituted for the committee report on H.J.R. 13. Explain your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the minority report revises the Oregon Constitution to create a personal income tax credit for new full-time and part-time employment positions created by the taxpayer upon approval by the people at the next regular election. It apportions credit for each of these new full-time employment positions at $3,000, and for each new part-time employment position, an amount equal to $3,000 multiplied by the total number of full-time positions created. It specifies for receipt of the tax credit positions must be filled between July 1, 2009 and December 31, 2009 and remain filled for at least 12 months, consecutive months, and create a net increase in the number of full-time positions for June 1, 2009 payroll. It establishes a $10 million maximum for credits allowed to all taxpayers, and it sunsets January 2, 2003. Colleagues, Oregon unemployment is at record levels. More than 260,000 individuals cannot find work. One out of every six Oregonians is on government assistance. People need jobs. And the legislature has done little this session to create lasting local jobs. Other than borrowing and spending more than $400 million, there is nothing that we have done to create an environment where businesses and jobs can grow. This bill can help rectify that situation. This minority report presents a concept that may be very familiar to you. In fact, it is the president's, the presiding officer's take-home bill in a concept that he created in Senate Bill 4. It provides a tax credit to companies that add new employees to their payroll. The credit is capped at $10 million with a tax credit of $3,000. This bill, colleagues, could create close to 5,000 jobs in Oregon. 5,000 jobs to combat record unemployment. This bill is finally about putting Oregonians back to work. We've waited a long time, but it isn't too late. We can act now in a bipartisan manner using the president's take-home bill to stimulate job creation in Oregon. Colleagues, what's on the line with this bill is 5,000 new jobs for Oregonians. And I urge an aye vote.
Discussion of the minority report, which is now before the Senate. Recognize. Yes?
My own personal privilege.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. The work that we did from November last year until January of this year, when we sent out a measure to create job opportunities for Oregonians, created more than, our report came back, that it created more than 1,200 jobs, with the largest amount of jobs being in Eastern Oregon. So I just wanted to make the records clear on that.
I think he was discussing the measure. Thank you. Is there a further discussion of the Murray report, which is before you? Ferriero, you want to close on the minority report?
No, Mr. President, but I believe I will join my colleague, Senator Devlin, as he makes a call of the Senate.
Senator Devlin has made a call of the Senate. He is joined by Senator Cruz and Senator Atkinson. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. Sergeant Arnold will attend. The clerk call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monsenderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prezonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
While we're waiting, Senator Verger, can I...
Mr. President, I would ask permission to be allowed to vote on House Bill 2472. It would not change the outcome.
Secretary Hall, can I ask for a motion on that while we're waiting? She does. Yeah. Senator Joanne Virgin has moved for unanimous consent to allow her to enter her vote on House Bill 2472. It will not reflect a change the outcome. Is there any objection to allowing Senator Virgin to do that? I hear no objection. How do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Senator Virgin has voted aye on House Bill 2472. All those subject to the call are now present. We're voting on the acceptance of the minority report. The question now arises upon the substitution of the minority report for the committee report. All those in favor of substituting the minority report for the committee report will please say aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monzenerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse. Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, President Courtney.
No. Does anybody else who is green want to become red? Senator George is red. Senator Winters is red. Senator Boquist, what are you going to do? You're going to stay green or red? He's going to... Senator Boquist? Where's Senator Boquist? Yes or no? He wants to... I'm about to put the gavel down. Is everybody the color they want to be? The minority report has failed. In accordance, recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Mr. President, I appreciate a vote explanation opportunity at this time.
File your vote explanation.
Matthew chapter 5, 37. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Vote explanation.
File your vote explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. When I originally voted yes, I thought I was voting no, and so when I voted no, I'm assuming I voted yes. I am just very confused.
Are there any more vote explanations? In accordance with SR 8.602, the Senate will take action immediately on the third reading of H.J.R. 13, as amended by the committee report. The clerk will please read the bill.
House Joint Resolution 13, proposing revision of Oregon Constitution relating to bonded indebtedness and requiring approval by a two-thirds majority.
Recognize Senator Richard Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I gave my full presentation earlier. I just wanted to remind people how important a bill this is for all the school districts in the state, regardless of where you are. It's supported by all the school organizations, and it does not change in any way the limitations in Measure 5, nor the limitations in terms of the growth of property taxes in Measure 50.
Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I just want to make a brief remark in favor of this House Joint Referral 13. This is a very important bill, as the majority leader said, for all districts in the state, and I want to point out that it's not just important for the high-growth districts that continuously need new schools, but it's also important for the districts that need help with remodeling and furnishing and non-routine maintenance or repair of their schools. Join me in sending this question to our voters so that we can help our districts with capital construction. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Mr. President, I would like to thank the carrier of this HJR for explaining and helping to clarify a question that had been in people's minds before the debate on the floor, which had to do with Measure 5 limitations. I and maybe some others were curious about the effect on Measure 5, and I am quite grateful to the carrier to have explained that this will not have an effect on the tax limitations at Measure 5. This does refer this question to a vote of the people, and I appreciate the carrier making that clarification. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Floyd Prezansky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for unanimous consent to allow me to vote
on. No. Could we finish this, and then I could come to you? Could I do that,
yes,
please? Thank you very much. All right. Is there any further discussion of the measure that's now before us, please? Senator Ferrioli?
Mr. President, I'd just like to help my good colleague to make a clarification. The last line of the measure summary contains the word notwithstanding constitutional property tax limitations. And I understand that the carrier is already closed, but that is a very troubling statement, notwithstanding constitutional property tax limitations. It's on the very last line of the pony, Mr. President.
Senator Walker?
I rise for a point of order.
Yes.
I debated this with the our clerk yesterday, our Secretary of the Senate, about being able to speak again. I don't believe the senator can speak again after the senator has closed debate. So I would challenge his ability to get up and speak.
Right. Technically speaking, Senator Ferrioli would not have been allowed to speak a second time if someone else who had not spoken first had spoken. There were no other lights on when he wanted to speak a second time. Therefore, I allowed him to speak a second time. But I did not ask Senator Walker, and I should have asked, is there anyone else who wants to speak before I recognize Senator Ferrioli a second time? So in that, I was in error. But so could we go on now?
Mr. President, I understand the Secretary of the Senate showed that to me in the rules yesterday, that we can have a second bite at the apple, but when someone has closed debate, does that still apply?
I do not believe that the carrier of the bill, Senator Richard Devlin, had spoken in his close to debate yet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he had, Mr. President.
He had? He had not. He had not closed his discussion of the minority report, I believe, Senator Walker. I think I'm correct on that one.
Okay.
So, therefore, there was no closure at the time when I made that recognition of Senator Ferrioli.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Then I will sit down, and we will work on these rules for next session.
So, again, just for purposes of making an educational moment for me, you do get to speak a second time on a measure before us, but not until everyone else gets to speak at least one time. And you may already know that. I just want to repeat it for the record. And I should ask, before I recognize anyone a second time, is there anyone who wants to speak for a first time? Now that we've gone through that, does anybody want to speak? Senator Devlin, will you now close, please?
Mr. President, I will try to close, and I will try to answer the question, although I do not have a member here from the I do not have anyone here from LRO. That reference, I believe, probably is to the issue that many of us face in terms of school districts, would be my belief, where in terms of bonded indebtedness, there are clearly some things that can be bonded. There are a few things that you would think normally could be bonded, but can't, and I think this is going to clarify some of that language. It, in a sense, though, will not change any of the limitations on operating dollars in terms of the limits on operating property taxes, the limits under Measure 5, and the limits in a growth-assessed growth in property taxes under Measure 50. Mr. President, this is a very good bill. I think it's a very good bill for our school districts, and I urge an aye vote. If you would like me to, I could wait here until we can get someone here from LRO to explain this. But if you don't, I just think we should support this bill. Might help.
We're now at ease. Look, just look, folks. Senator Morris, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, while we're waiting, may we return to courtesies? Or not courtesies. Yeah, courtesies. Maybe remonstrances. I don't know. Courtesies, please. I have... If we're at ease waiting, may I
no,
present...
No, that's
some?
Not right now, please.
Okay.
I'd like to get this resolved. Yes? Sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. In discussions with my good colleague across the aisle, I believe it would be appropriate now for me to ask for suspension of the rules so I can continue my close.
Is there a motion? Do you motion to suspend?
I move to suspend the rules so that the carrier of SGR 13 can continue to basically close and answer the question that's been put on the table.
Come up here, Senator Devlin, and Senator Farioli, please. What?
All right, let's go. There's a motion to suspend the rules to allow Senator Devlin to close again, since he's already closed one time. Is there any objection allowing Senator Devlin to close yet a second time? There's no objection. Now, Senator Ferrioli, before he closes, do you want to go to caucus or do you want to wait till he closes?
Mr. President, we would like to hear the explanation of the issue, and then we would like to have 2 minutes by the water cooler.
All right. Senator Devlin, would you give your final closing, please, on H.J.R. 13?
Thank you, Mr. President. And just to clarify the one issue that's before us, I have spoken to the legislative revenue officer and Mr. Mayor, the person that works on property taxes. Nothing in this bill changes the limitations under Measure 5 or Measure 50 in terms of property tax limitations. The only change is what I referred to before. There are a few items that you would normally think be bonded for school districts. This will allow the school districts to bond for those items too, which are essential to actually building school buildings.
All right. Senator Mr. Ferrioli has asked for a two-minute caucus for the Republicans. Senator Ferrioli, where do you want your Republicans to go?
Mr. President, to the water cooler.
We will be at ease for 2 minutes for the Republicans caucus at the water cooler. The Democrats, I assume, since that's the signal, will just do what you want to do. Where are we, Senator Devlin, on a call or no call? Are you ready to go to vote? Oh, now you want a call. Senator Devlin has demanded a call of the House. He's joined by Senator Dianne Rosenbaum and by Senator Vicky Walker. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant will attend. The clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Call the Senate. Call the House.
Bonamici.
They can come,
Boquist.
Too.
Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Munz Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He is here. All those subject to the call are now present. Question I rise upon the third reading, the final passage of H.J.R. 13. Those of the opinion this measure should pass will say aye, and those opposed no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick.
Burdick. Burdick, how do you vote?
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Munz Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. George Whitsett, 28 ayes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to allow me to vote on House Bill 2472. I was on the House floor doing another proceeding over there at the time of this vote.
Aye.
Mr. President, request return to courtesies at this moment. Is that possible? Mr. President, maybe in this moment of dreariness and drudgery, we can show a little joy and appreciation. Would ask Senator Rosenbaum to join Senator Haas. Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee, we would like to show our appreciation to the good chair, Senator Jenny Burdick, for her wonderful leadership in these very stressful times. And so we want to do that by way of a plaque. And I think it's important that we all recognize that we're in this together, and we have common objectives, and this is a way of acknowledging that we can work together, we have worked together, and we will work together in the future. And on behalf of the committee, Senator, thank you very much for your leadership.
Mr. President, in like fashion, in this moment on the floor, the Senate Republicans would like to honor the chairman of the Rules Committee for diligence, hard work, fairness, openness, honesty, all the things that make a great chairman a great chairman, and for putting out a prodigious amount of work, Mr. President. So we, too, would like to take this moment to honor Senator Richard Devlin as the chairman of the A Rules Committee for the 75th Legislative Session.
Thank you. We'll now move to the regular order of business and propositions and motions. Or was that where we're at? I'll move the committee report and the minority report of House Bill 2831 to the foot of the calendar. Without objection. action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction, first reading of Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures. Third reading of Senate measures. Without objection, I'm going to move Senate Bill 984 to the foot of the calendar. Passes from the House.
Mr. President, this will be passed. House Bill 3505, 8855.
First reading of the House measures.
House Bill 3508, in public safety, appropriate money, emergency, providing for criminal sentence reduction requires approval by three-thirds majority. House Bill 5055, in the State Financial Administration, appropriate money, emergency.
This is transmitted to the Ways and Means Committee. Second reading of the House measures.
House Bill 2749, amusement devices taxes, and providing for revenue raising requires approval by three-fifths majority. House Bill 2940, with renewable portfolio standards.
These are passed the calendar. We're now on the third reading of the House measures. Recognized, Senator Burdick. No, that's not right. That measure has gone away. We have no third reading of House measures. Please stand at ease. All right. So I go all the way to the end announcements, and then I say recess. Finish this whole thing, and then I say we're going to come back at 3 o'clock. Other business, Senate, according to SR 8.403, committee referral list number 146, distributed to members June 25th. The referrals recorded in the Journal of State Support and is so ordered. Under announcements, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. We have no announcements at this time. I believe we'll be coming back into session at 3.
What was that again, please?
No announcements.
No announcements. Senator Ferrioli, do you have any announcements?
No, at 3 o'clock. President, I believe that we will reconvene at 3 and that the Senate Republicans would like to caucus off the floor for 15 minutes after we reconvene at 3.
Are there any more announcements on the floor? We're going to come back at 3 o'clock. We're going to recess until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If there's no further announcements, the Senate will recess until 3 p.m. today. We're now in recess.